Wes, welcome. Thank you for doing this. Just for my visitors, I just want to kind of set the stage. I've hunted with Wes Atkinson now for a bunch of years, and he is someone that I consider to be supernatural at mule deer. Just the intensity he puts into the effort, his expertise, the ability for him to spot game was just second to none. And I thought, being that it's mule deer season is right around the corner, Wes, it would be a great idea for us to hear from you and hear from an expert and get some tips and hear what makes you so special as far as one of the best mule deer hunters in the country.
Well, the thanks, Pat. That's yeah, that's those are a lot of accolades. I don't know if I end up being as good as you say, but I know that I am very passionate about hunting mule deer. It's probably the thing that I love to do more than anything else in the world, so.
Now, just as a little bit of background, you have guided, I know you guided for 15 years, right, with Atkinson Expeditions, and you guys had probably, what, over 10 or 12 mule deer bucks over 200 inches, some even bigger than that, is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers, but that's not going to be a stretch. Yeah,
Yep.
we killed some super big bucks that were always crazy to walk up to, that were, high to like 220s, 230s, deer that were really special for sure.
Wow. So thank you for doing this. And so I know you're no longer in the outfitting business. You sold your company a couple years ago, but you've been hunting, right?
Yeah, I've actually gotten to hunt for myself the last 2 years, which turns out to be a whole lot of fun. After guiding for 15 years, to have my own bow and by hand has just been a riot.
And you're doing most of that on public ground, right?
Yeah, I haven't hunted private ground. I've just kind of learned the public ropes, and I grab my mountain bike and my pack and strap my bow on and go cover ground. I've been mostly in the Arizona desert the last 2 years, under just trying to get a sense of that over-the-counter unit tag, and I'm blown away with the quality of bucks that are down there.
Wow. And what about Colorado? I know you, do you still live in Colorado?
Right now I'm in Cedar City, Utah, but I've just been here a couple months. I was in Arizona, and Colorado's more my home. I did hunt Colorado last year, and again, all of it to me is a tremendous privilege, and I am as excited about hunting mule deer now as probably ever, which it feels really good to have something to be that excited about.
Well, that's awesome. And listen, thank you for doing this. So, you ready to jump in? All right, let's get started with our first question.
Okay.